Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I almost thought I was drinking whiskey because that shit looked so dark. I was like, what the fuck?
It definitely looks like whiskey.
Yeah, it looks like a scotch, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually does. Wow. It really does.
Yeah.
Look good. Yeah.
That's, you know, I'll be interested to see what the Rosa Reposado from Yayo looks like.
Man, you really nailed it, dude. That really does look like a fucking scotch.
Yeah, that's it looks crazy. Like a single malt, doesn't it? Yeah. It's got that single malt color to it. But, like, there's enough faint of lightness, too, as well. If you, like, kind of look, you could probably even perceive it as maybe some type of cognac color or whatever as well, but... I'll tell you this. I would not have thought of tequila, my first side of hint on this or whatever. I'd have been like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. You're right.
Wouldn't have thought of that right away. I feel like Añejo has like a little bit more richerness to this color, where this color is kind of like a faded out. I don't know what the fuck that nose is. I can tell you that right now.
I guess telling this a little biased because
funky
for us. This, for us that last week's pour was not so much last week. It was still kind of riding off the high of that.
Yeah, it's kind of funky. So though.
Funk to this. It's a little. It's not bad. It's like it's almost a little muddled, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a little. Yeah, do you use your still your nose sense? You usually get more. I get a little bit of that yeast on there. That yeast sticks out a lot, man. I get like some roasted almonds, maybe. I love that they put additive free. I did not notice that. That shit says additive free on here. Oh, Mexico gonna get mad at you, Coscon. Oh boy, they don't like when you write that on here now. Additive free organic tequila, batch number RRQ2401, master distiller. I can't even read that. He wrote it on there by hand. So this comes at 50%. Oh, by the way, people, this is a Reposado month here on The Last Drop. And we've gotten away from Sergio Cruz. We're not in that realm right now. For a week, yes. Yes, we'll be back next week, Sergio. Don't worry. Sergio, we would not. All hell.
Yes. Oh, hello, Lord Cruz. Yes, yeah, yes.
We would not leave you and abandon you like that, Mr. Cruz. No. We're just taking a break. We want it to be a little fair and give some other people a chance. And plus, I didn't have another Sergio Cruz Reposado. And plus, I've been wanting to do this one because I got this one at high proof for a good sale, because usually this bottle goes for 120. High proof had it for 89, 90 bucks or whatever. They also have the Rosa Blanco for 80 bucks, whatever. These bottles are high as fuck. These came out last year. They did a Rosa Blanco and the Rosa Reposado. And anybody knows about Cascanes, they always come out at $100 or more. So when High Proof had it on sale for less than $100, I got the damn bottle right away, Cody.
And this is number 9, right?
This is number 9. Yes, sir.
Number 9. Okay.
This is number 9. So this is their first time at a Rosa Reposado. We did Cascanes earlier this year, or well, not earlier, like 3 months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago. That was the newly released, another new release from them. That was their Jungle Juice stuff, which we thought was phenomenal. We both gave it Last Drops, one of our favorite high proofs of the year, if you will.
Amazing juice. Amazing juice.
So I thought we'd go backwards to last year and try one of their newer releases as well, too, and see if that holds up to what that might be. Now, I remember liking the Blanco, the Rosa Blanco more, but man, it's been so long since I had that now. It's like, I don't even remember what that tastes like. I got to go get that bottle while it's on sale and while it's still, because these were limited releases too as well, but you can still find them anywhere. I don't think people really jumped on the Rosa Cascanes releases, but also too, I think it's just because their bottles are so fucking high, dude. Like,
they're pretty pricey. Yeah, they are.
Like, dude, we're talking about like $129. They even put that on their website for this bottle. $129 for this fucking bottle. So like $130 for a Reposado. I don't think, now I could be wrong about this. I don't think Cascanes has been in the game long enough for people to want to spend $130 on a Reposado to like go crazy like that. It's like, extra añejos and añejos, I could see that. Yeah, it usually ranges in that price. But reposado, it's like, nah, we good, dog. We good. That's a no for me, dog. But like I said, I saw it on sale under $100, so I pulled the trigger. This is coming at a 50% alcohol level, 100 proof right there. And Cody, I can't remember if you had. I think you had it at Fuck You Fest, but I think we both.
I did. I just don't remember jack shit about it. Being quite honest, I do remember liking all the Blancos better than the Rose Reposado.
I do too.
So yeah, it's gonna be interesting in revisiting this one. As we open up with the show, nose so far is a bit on the lackluster end for me. It's kind of one note. I'm just getting most of the just the French oak. Because this is previously aged in Cabernet barrels. I'm getting that. It's just kind of like muted for me. And that's literally all I'm getting. I'm not really getting much agave or, you know, minerality.
I get like these herbal sort of like notes spice or whatever.
Maybe a touch.
Yeah, there's a touch. And then there's like a little hint of barrel spice too. Whatever, but it's like so faint that it's like if you missed it, I would.
Yeah, I think overall this nose is pretty just kind of just eh.
His nose is dog shit,
if you will.
To be honest with you,
I wouldn't go that far. God damn.
It smelled like dog shit when I first poured. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, what is that? Funky as shit. You know, it smelled like tainted. I'm not gonna lie. It was like
Jesus.
It's not, I'll tell you this, it's not as bad now. I don't know what the hell that smell was. That shit was funky as fuck. That was just like, smell like wet ass. Yeah. I know people are probably like, yes, you guys have been sucking dick for the past
hints of wet ass, my favorite aroma. Yes.
They're like, you guys have been sucking dick for the past 2 weeks. Yes. We want to hear something you hate. It's like, I didn't come into this hating this or whatever. I just didn't know what to expect, to be honest. I will say this, Cody's right. When they line, because we did that Blanco in order. That was a phenomenal lineup, the way that was set up. We did the 7, 9, and 10. I love that, like, the acceleration of each one or whatever and shit. It almost made me feel like I can't do one without the other now. Like, I got to have it in this order every time I try one now. Like, I got to have the 7, then the 9, then the 10. I got to have the 7, 9, 10. I can't go 10, 9, 7, you know? So, because I think I was with Cody. Cody was, the favorite was the Steel String, which is the 10. And I like the 7 because I just like the subtleness of it. But I need the 9 and 10 too because it almost kind of like it completes it. You know what I'd love to do, honestly, is I was talking about this with Cody last night. I'd love to get a barrel and just pour all three of those motherfuckers in one bottle.
Hell yeah.
Because they just fit so well with each other. It's just like, damn, mix. Maybe it is mixed together with that jungle juice type shit, but like just mix it all together and just put it as one or whatever. And then I remember just that was just good. And then I remember trying the Rosa Reposado, and I think I remember liking it, but then I had the Añejo afterwards, and it just made me completely forget about everything else.
I can say this much. I don't remember hating it.
Yeah. I don't remember hating it. I don't remember it smelling like wet ass. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I keep going in for the nose, trying to pick out or see if I get something new. I'm not. This shit is just kind of just flat for me overall.
I can see it's like an orange peel or something like that. I gotta tell you, the notes are like just so generic. If there is,
it's real. Just overall, just muted for me.
Which is crazy for a Rosa Reposado. That just sounds like
you would think it'd be pretty goddamn aromatic.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Not like really. That don't make no sense, right? Like, especially after what John Wayeo told me what their Rosa Reposado would consist of and all the flavors and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, that sounds like heavenly. And then I sniff this and I go like, what the fuck were they doing with this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, who sipped it or sniffed this and went like, yeah, that's a winner right there. Let's break this down. Bottle, Cody? What are you giving that?
Well, the bottle design is always nice. That's always like a 3.5 at least.
Yeah.
A 3.
Yeah. I give it a 3. I like it. I love it because it's casual, it's common, it's classy. Mm-hmm. You could use it as a water decanter or whatever. I give it a 3. Yeah, solid 3. I love it.
Always gorgeous bottle. Never gone wrong. Cass Connie's bottle.
Cass Connie's got. I like the color more in the bottle than I do in the glass. Kind
of like it's more. Yeah, like it's more of a kind of more gold.
Yeah,
tinges on there.
And in the glass, it's more copper.
It's kind of more pale. Yeah. Leaning more towards like straw.
Yeah. I was going to say copper, but yeah, straw is more accurate, I say. Yeah. I give that color. I give it a 1.5 to a 2, maybe. I don't really care for those colors. The nose, that's a 1 for me, dog.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Yeah.
It's just overall flat. Not doing a whole lot. Not much to write home about. It's just the best thing I can say about it. It's not horrible.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't get a fuck it from me. It's not horrible. It's just, I heard some people say it's complex.
Nah, this note is not complex at all. Yeah. It's the antithesis of that. Yeah. If anything.
Yeah.
It's like a different batch or something. I don't know.
Yeah. If this was an X-Men, these powers ain't complicated. We understand this right away just by looking at you. You're Toad.
Not at all.
Yeah. We know your powers.
Not.
You stick your tongue out, you eat flies, and you hop around like a frog.
What happens to this bottle when it is struck by lightning, though?
The same goddamn thing that else happens to it. Like, same goddamn thing that happens to everything else what happens when it gets struck by lightning. Kind of dumbass question is that. I thought you're supposed to be the queen of Africa. You're supposed to be intelligent and smart and shit. And you have that dumbass question. Like, by the way, people, that's like her most memorable line in that first film, too. Like, you don't remember anything else she did.
It really is.
Like, what else did she do?
That is what her storm is known for. That dumbass line right there.
Goddamn line, whatever. And then the second movie, I don't even remember her ass in that film. She might as well have been non-existent.
Oh, she was in the second one, huh?
Yeah, damn. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to make her a lead in the third one.
Yeah, and then
that's where they try to crowbar her in. It's like, oh, yeah, she's Holly Berry. We got to make her a love interest. She's Holly Berry.
Try to crowbar a love interest for Hugh Jackman.
Fuck out of here with that. Yeah, it's like, man, no.
They basically try to have Hugh Jackman fuck. They said the two biggest stars in the film, they needed them to fuck. Yeah, mm-hmm. They needed them to get over it. They kept looking at each other's eyes, and it's like, nah, nobody like that shit. I can tell you that right now.
I was like, y'all both suck. Get off the screen and move.
Yeah, please. People didn't even like their relationship when they tried to have it in that future part of the comics and shit. It's like, these two have no chemistry together. I don't understand why
Mm-mm.
You're basically telling me that Wolverine will just fuck anything that walks. He lonely. That's all I get out of him. He's just lonely. He needs someone.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he's the, funny enough, he's one of the most popular comic book characters ever, and he's the biggest fucking simp ever, too. I think we started to look into society a little bit more now, Cody.
Yeah, just touch.
Just touch, yeah. Yeah, go Wolverine. Take that motherfucker's girlfriend. What? Why are we promoting that? Why are we doing that? Tell that motherfucker to move on, get his mental together, and get him a new girl. Like, it is. Cody, you know how many women are in the fucking crazy X-Men universe? Why is this motherfucker stuck on this one? I know he can't. Like, why is he stuck on her?
I don't get it. I don't know why the writers insist on this being like a story relationship. Hey, they try to squeeze and milk that shit too. I'm like, dude, stop. There's nothing here.
You notice it's not that deep in the comics. It's always in the movie.
No.
So it's like, they always try to deep it. Like, it's not that deep.
No.
If anything, Wolverine looks like he'd enjoy fucking Emma Frost more if he wants a mind reader. Like, is it because she too badass? Is that what it is? Like, he don't like that? Like, he like, oh, I like submission. I like submissive women. I don't. Gene just
I don't get it, man.
Enough, right? That's what it is, Cody. Yeah. That's your goal, Marvel. Just end that shit. Just end it.
Please,
don't revisit it. Don't look at it no more. Don't even hint at the shit no more.
I'm kind of worried about that new Wolverine game coming up next year or something like that, because they already has some leaks. Jean Grey is in the game. I don't know the story of the game, but she's in the game.
Jesus Christ, Cody.
I do know that.
Oh, God damn.
So that's all
God
I know. So
damn,
I'm a little wary about that, but we'll see what they do. You know, we'll see.
Somebody get this man a new fucking woman. Just design him one, please. I mean, you made him a kid with X-23. Just make him a fucking woman, please. Make an X-25 for his ass or some shit like that. Please, just do something. Get this motherfucker some pussy, please. God damn, dude. This Lord. He another motherfucker. He just like Thanos, Cody. Fiending over somebody he ain't never got. Like, he just...
He really is.
Him and Thanos.
Thanos need to go to therapy.
By Jean Grey, by the way.
She
could be the therapist. Oh, shit. That'd be funny. Thanos and Wolverine. That's a team up together. And they both into some entity goddess that they can't have. Death and the Phoenix. Dealing with powers that's beyond your fucking imagination. You can't have it. So yeah, just leave it alone, okay? Damn. Why are people rooting for those relationships? I don't understand it.
Don't understand that. Hmm. Terrible.
I'll say this. The more this sits out, Cody, the nose is getting better to me. And I don't say better like it's opening as far as like I'm getting new notes or whatever. It just settling in.
Yeah, it does settle in. I'm going to stick with my regular 1.5, though. It is still just overall just kind of just flat, monotone. Not introducing a whole lot to me, at least.
No, it's still same with the same in notes or whatever. Like, I get like a... I get some dark fruits in there, but like it's very faint, like a plum type, whatever. But that's about it, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, I love plums, but they just this is like the faintest plum hint I've ever sniffed. To be honest, it's like
I would attribute that more to the just the overall just Cabernet finish from the barrel.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say it's either that and the oakiness. That's I don't kind know of
dark fruit character, which is again just muted.
That and the oakiness just feels like it's kind of just has a layer over everything else, and it's just blocking the scent from everything else. Like you're not getting a hint of what this expression really has to offer, to be honest. I feel like there's something else in there on the nose, and I just can't find it because I don't think just can't find it. So
trust me, I've been digging.
I see you. I see you digging in there. You digging like Wolverine for Jean. Yeah. I see you, baby. So you
yep.
Rubbing that photo right now. You. I know you looking at it, dude. Like, I want that toy. By the way, I'm getting into the Marvel toys again. I want that toy. Him just laying on the bed, just rubbing it. Just
oh, that's a great one to have. Yeah,
that's a classic.
Being all pathetic and shit.
Whenever I'm in my worst days, I want to stare at that toy and just be like, remind me to never be like that, though. Never ever be like that. That's role modeling. He really is a role model.
Yeah. What? Not to do.
Yeah, not to do. Yeah. Well, salute, sir.
All right. Salute, my friend. Okay.
Tastes better than the nose. I'll give it that.
Yeah, the nose is better. I'm sorry. The palate is better.
I like this little, I can get off what I like about it. There's this little burst shot that shoots.
Yeah. I'm getting that too. Like, it's almost like a Starburst candy or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a candy. It's like something like that to that effect.
It's a little shot, like a quick shot of burst of flavor.
Yeah,
that just
right in the middle of the palate for me.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's fun.
I like that a lot. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most exciting thing about the whole sip, to be honest. I wonder if that comes back in the second sip. Let me see.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's still, it does that little burst shot again on the second sip, too. Look, it's not as
potent
as the first one.
The nose doesn't do the palate too many favors, man. No. I'm actually liking this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like floored by the palate, but it's good. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun thing to drink. I think it's a fun pour.
I actually enjoy this.
Yeah,
I like that little like there's like a savory honeyness to it or whatever, something like that. That's really nice.
Okay,
too,
I kind of see what you're saying. Yeah,
I like that or whatever. On the palate there a little bit. I got like there's an aftertaste of when you suck on the gum. Mm. There's like some chocolate there too.
Yeah, okay, maybe a little touch.
Yeah.
Maybe a little cocoa, kind of powdery thing going on. Yeah, I'm actually kind of digging this, man. I'm liking this.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm enjoying it a lot now, too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I see why we forgot about
it,
though.
All right.
I see why we forgot about it, because those other four pours we had in Coscana, the three Blancos and then they're better than this.
Yeah, but...
Is it better than 7 and 9 Blanco? I think there's like
I would love to do like a side by side with those.
Yeah,
I know they're different expressions, different styles of tequila, but I would love to just because I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know right now. They're probably comparable.
Probably, yeah.
I would say.
I remember with the 9, we liked it, but we wasn't crazy. The 9 Blanco, we wasn't crazy on it compared to the 10 and 7. We felt like those were the thing. And 9 was kind of like the middle point where it was just like, oh, this is good, it's fine. So I'm going off memory here. I would say this is probably better than the 9 Blanco or whatever. It might even be more it probably is. It's probably more complex than the 7 Blanco. I don't know if I'd put it over the 10 Blanco, though.
Mm-hmm.
So this might have been the third best pour there. But I could see why it easily got forgotten about, too, though, from us.
Yeah, Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
But I will say, this has a little bit more complexity than we gave it thought of when we first
snipped. I think so, man. This is it's kind of come to our surprise a little bit. Mm-hmm. Especially coming from the nose, I wasn't expecting a whole lot.
I wasn't either.
But this actually give me a decent amount. Just give me a good amount, man. I'm actually liking this. I'm enjoying this.
And that finish, it got a nice little, that feels like a cast drink finish too, with all that heat and spice too as well.
I will say, the mouthfeel is very very medium. Mm-hmm. Almost a heavier kind of mouthfeel.
Kind of chewable.
Almost chewy, yeah, kind of chewy. Yeah. Good point. Almost kind of chewy. Mm. Yeah, I dig this. I don't know. What fucking 130, whatever the fuck this is going
yeah,
for?
Yeah, 130, yeah. Hell no.
Kiss my ass with that.
Hell no.
I would probably spend like $60 on this.
60, if, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't feel bad spending 90 on it. I would not spend another 90 on it.
Yeah, especially given the limited quality and yeah. You know, the retail, pretty much you can't find it for much more or much less than 130 at most places.
Yeah.
And 90 else. Yeah, not too bad.
I think the all cheapest I've seen besides 130 was maybe 115 or something like that, 119 or whatever. So High Proof was, I'm telling you, that's the cheapest I've seen it for, was that $90. I was like, oh, great, I got to pull that. I get more of those fruits, though, whatever. Like, there's more cherry than I thought, too. I didn't get any fucking cherry in the nose or anything like that.
You know what's interesting, though? Funny, all the, this is a, you only get the Cabernet on the nose. There's like zero.
I don't get any of that. Yeah. I don't get any of them.
Which I don't mind. I'm fine with that. Yeah. But I'm getting zero of the palate, which is hilarious to me.
Any of that red wine barrel at all on this or whatever. Like, not none. Yeah, ain't a fucking thing. This don't taste barrel aged at all.
It really doesn't.
Ain't no barrel on this at all.
It doesn't. You know, G4 I'm not getting vanilla or none of that.
You know G4 got 6 barrels? This bitch got 0 barrels. Ain't no barrels.
Got -1.
Fuck all the negative. Oh, negative. It's in the negative zone, baby. Sure, that is a negative barrel, okay? Yeah, they should have called it that. Rosa Rupp saw, no, -1 barrel, baby. Sure, ain't no barrels on this shit. And now it makes me want to sniff it again and be like, was that really barrels we sniffed? Because I don't know. Yeah, it comes more on the nose more than it do ever on the fucking palate and finish. I don't know. The finish, you ain't getting any of that.
Zero.
Yeah, no barrel.
None of that.
I can see more cash strength more than I would see a fucking barrel age or whatever. And I only get the cash drink mainly, and I'm being faint with that order just because of the little heat.
Yeah, finish is nice. I'm getting I'm digging it quite a bit. I'm getting like this chocolate mixed with like this orange peel.
Yep.
Kind of thing on it, just lingering. And I like that quite a bit.
I did get the orange peel in the nose a little bit too. A little bit, but it is definitely more or whatever. But the chocolate, I was like getting it more in the palate area where I was sucking on my gums a little bit. But I do feel it lingering as well. In the finish as well, but it's almost like it's so smooth because it feels like it's blending in with some honey. And I think maybe you had it right first when you said the cocoa powder maybe or whatever and stuff. So I do get that. I also get like some more fruit notes. That plum does come out more now. And also I do get like a hint of cherry as well too. I don't get that. But if there is vanilla in it, I don't get vanilla at all. I'm not seeing that at all yet.
I'm not getting any of that.
Yeah.
Zero.
So I assume vanilla's in here because it's barrel aged supposedly, but I don't. It's like the one time I don't taste vanilla. So
I'm not getting any vanilla. I'm not getting any oak, no wood, none of that.
No. Hmm. It's like this bright, crispy citrus note, too, as well. That's probably from more of the orangeness or whatever. Orange peel, if you will. It's very vibrant, though. It's very vibrant and bright in the mouth.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. It is. I'm getting kind of like a cherry kind of thing going on right now, too.
Yep. I got
in the middle of the palate.
Yeah.
Which is cherry, nice like that.
Cherry sticks out. Yep. Yeah. The cherry and
maybe
plum.
Like a plum. I'm getting maybe like a
apricot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I like this, man.
No,
I like this. It's good.
See, now I got to get that Rosa Blanco. I wish I'd have grabbed that motherfucker because, yeah, I do remember liking that one more than this one, whatever. But this is growing on me. It's getting better as I sip on it, more so of my expectations on it changing as
it
well.
It is.
As far as like, it's getting better. It's not getting better, like, as I say, like with last week's, whereas like every sip I get, it gets better. This is more of a getting better as like my expectations on it was dog shit. And now I think it just gets better the more I sip it because I think there is way more complexity than I gave it credit for at the beginning of this show. So, I'm with Cody though. 130, man, that's fucking crazy.
That's insane. That's gonna weigh heavily on my rating.
Yeah, I gotta tell
heavily,
you,
because I don't know if you're ready to give ratings, but
that's funny because that's on their website too. But yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Right? Man, that's really crazy. Like 130, dude. Like I said, I'm glad I got it.
Hell no.
I'm glad I got it at 90, but I'd even say I'm with Cody to a point. 90 is pushing it too. I'm happy I got it at 90 because I wasn't paying 130 for
right.
it. But
90 90 is pushing it. Yeah. It is.
I'll beat you on your 60 though. I'll go 65, 70.
Okay. 70. All right. All right.
Because look at the past 2 weeks of what we had and what those barrels were doing. And I got those for, we're talking like 75 and 60, $59, whatever. And shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you could buy both of those and it'd be ranged around this bottle.
Insane.
And both of those are extraordinary bottles. Like we're talking about, like, yeah. let me do the math here. Dude, if you buy both of those bottles, it equals out to the amount of this bottle.
It equals. Yeah. Oh yeah, fuck that. No.
It's literally $4 more. It's 130. Like, dude, come on. Like you gave those last two bottles the last drops, right? You said they were generational pours or whatever.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't getting generational pour off of this.
No. This is a really good pour.
Really
I enjoyed
pour.
This quite a bit. Yeah. Generational fuck no.
Like I feel like okay, especially with Yayo's about to come out with their Rosa Reposado. It's fucking $69. So what if that's better than this? Why would I pay 130 for this then? I would pay 130 for this bottle then.
What are we doing here? What are we talking about? What are we paying for exactly?
I'm curious as to where is Costcon is getting these prices from.
I would love to know where the fuck they conjure these prices up, because these are ridiculous.
Because they're not doing anything different in their cooking method compared to any other tequila company. Like, what are they saying? The presentations of the bottle? Is that the case? Change the fucking bottle then, because the bottle is great, but it ain't like, oh my God, you got to look at this bottle, whatever. I like the bottle a lot, but like not to the point where I pay one fucking 30 or anything for their
hell
bottle.
No, bro.
Like that. Like, so like, where are these prices coming from? I just want to know. I think we need to ask that next time we run into a Costcones rep or something like that. Like, love your stuff. Think it's great. But I'm always second guessing myself when I'm about to purchase one of your shit, because I'm just like looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I know it's going to be good probably, but is it fucking...
And especially, right, in hindsight, especially with the Lost Lore purchases that you just made recently, and any other purchase probably within like the $60, $80 range, has the potential to be a generational fucking pour. Mm. Like, dude, it doesn't come up to snuff. It has me questioned too. Like I love the Jungle Juice and the Costcones Añejo, but
yeah.
I would not probably spend the amount I spent on those again. I'll probably won't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I was a prisoner of the moment. You know, it happens. We But I can't bring myself to do that again. That's ridiculous. That's insane.
I saw the Jungle Juice at your Total Wine, by the way, one by your place. They got a shelf full of them, 109. I just kind of stared at it and I said, man, I really like that bottle. I just hate the fact that Costcones charged. That actually, funny enough, that might be the cheapest bottle.
that's too much.
It really insane. Is.
But that's for a blunt. Come on, man. It's still strength or not. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Especially when I got this, Cody. I got this.
Yeah.
Cheaper than both of those bottles. This was a barrel-aged Cabal Añejo. Look at this decanter, too, whatever. I got this cheaper than that, dude. I got
that's fucking
this.
Crazy.
The new barrel-aged, barrel-proof Reposado that just came out. $90.
Come on,
The Ocho Añejo barrel proof here, single barrel right here from LA Tequila Club. $100. Cheaper than that.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Than that.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing with these prices, Costcones? What are we doing here? Like, I even want to recommend it to people. I know people ain't going to pay for this shit, though. And why would they when you can, if you go down that aisle in Total Wine, you're passing El Tesoro, Yayo, you'll even see some Cabal there, Porto Poro, that we had for $26 fucking dollars, whatever, mm-hmm. shit. I'm trying to think of some other brands. Nosotros. What other brand will be there? G4 is even there too, as well. Looking in Tequila Stash. All the shit, whatever, right? Ocho, as well, too. Why would I spend over fucking $130 for this shit? I was really conflicted, man. Dude, with the I'm so glad you got it too, because like I always feel like one of us should get it or not or whatever when it comes to these bottles and shit. If not both, and one at least should. You got the extra Añejo. Man, I'm still debating on the extra now because it's actually really good. But goddamn, $200, dude. Like,
yeah, it's goddamn $219 is some change I spent on that thing,
dude. Like,
yeah, that, yeah.
And it's a solid pour too.
I think it's fantastic, but yeah, I don't know. I got to chill. Especially on bottles. Especially of that. When, yeah.
I know that was an extra nail, but you pay way less for the San Matias. And that one's got like all kinds
That's
of
true. Yeah.
Look at that presentation and shit it came in too as well.
Yeah, that presentation is fucking nuts.
And that decanter, crazy. Man, come on. That decanter is like, that cap on it too?
Oh yeah. Oh, come Can't on. Beat
I'm,
that.
I'm putting wine in that bitch. I'm pouring wine in that bitch.
Forget about it.
Drinking out of that.
Forget about it.
I'm just thinking of all these other pours. Man, dude, I got a fucking Colonel Taylor barrel proof that was cheaper than this Connie.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right there, right?
Well, you can find Colonel Taylor cheaper. That come on now. You're doing something wrong.
Not only that, people, not only was it a Colonel Taylor barrel proof. It was fucking batch 11, which is supposedly supposed to be the best batch out of all the kernels. This is a batch 11. I got that for $100. They want $130 for this. It's like, you're right. Like, nah, I'm happy off. I spent the $90 on this, whatever. But like $90 plus 10 more would have got me that Colonel Taylor barrel proof. So like, what are we talking about? If we're talking about comparison, the prices will cost kind of, right. I just don't. That's what the only thing that keeps me from fucking with them. Like, as Cody knows, with Sergio Cruz shit, I can buy that. Even if I don't like it, I buy it and stuff like that. Or if I might not even know what it is or like it, I'll buy it. Just because it's always, like, in the $70 range. $60, $70 or whatever and shit. It's like, no harm, no foul there or whatever. You can't take chances with cost counties like that. That's an investment.
That really, it really is, yeah. No lies to Texas, my friend.
And don't get me wrong. That Añejo is fucking delicious. Oh my God, that Añejo is good. But let me hit you with this, Cody. That Tequila Ocho Old Fitzgerald Añejo was cheaper than the Cascanes Añejo.
And that shit was fucking delicious in its own right. That shit was great.
That Tequila Ocho Old Fitzgerald was cheaper than this Rosa Reposado, Cody.
That's crazy. This Rosa Reposado, it's not even sniffing in the same hemisphere.
No, it don't even get
it's not even close.
Both are barrel-aged, though. This one supposedly is barrel-aged. Yeah. I don't believe
supposedly.
It. I don't believe it at all, to be honest. Supposedly, yeah, Cody's right on that. I'm curious how many bottles they made of this, too, since it's limited. They don't tell you.
I was reading up on it somewhere. I think, let me see if I can find that.
Funny thing is, it's not that hard to find this bottle. You know why?
I'm about to say, they said it's limited, but not really.
You can
really.
Find that motherfucker. It kind of reminds me of that Goose Island 30-year-old anniversary bottle. You can find that motherfucker.
Actually, yeah. Wow, that's a great comparison. You nailed it.
You can find it. Like, because I see it in places, Cody, but I look at that price and go, like, I see why people pass that shit up. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, dude, that has I always forget the name of this tequila he has. It's really good stuff. I had it at the whiskey thing I went to last week. He told me that they were going to drop their prices because they do 1-liter bottles, but they go for like $100, $89 or whatever and shit, somewhere in those range for all these bottles, right? He said, we're going to drop it to a 700 milliliter bottle so we can drop the prices in half. I said, oh my God, I've never heard of a company wanting to lower their prices on their spirits. I said, bless your heart for that.
Imagine that shit. Seriously.
I said, so your Añejo is $100 for a 1-liter. You're going to drop it to $50. He's like, yeah, basically. I said, that's it. Goddamn. I said, I said, you're a beautiful man. I said, you're a beautiful man. He blew my mind with that shit. I had to shake his hand after that. I was just like, I wish Cascanes was there because I looked at them and was like, what y'all going to do? Drop y'all shit. What y'all going to do? Drop this shit.
Yeah, I can't
find anything on how limited. I thought I saw something somewhere, but I can't find any information on.
They scrubbed that shit.
The bottle count. Yeah. You're
listening to this right now. They said,
can't find anything.
Get rid of that shit. They said, get rid of that shit right away. Yeah, we don't want that. You know, we don't want them boys finding that shit. Let's ban them. The mass let's ban them.
Mass distribution. What you talking about? We never call it limited.
You were wrong. Fake news on that.
Fake news.
Let's ban them like Milagros ban them. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. They're going to team up with Milagros on our ass next. We're going to a Rosa Anejo aged in Milagros barrels.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't want no part of that shit.
Oh, no.
Want no part of that shit.
No, sir.
Yeah, dude. Man, you got that pricing perspective now. You just like, you know, I just couldn't recommend this to anybody at that price, dude. Like,
no, at that price, no. That drops from rain. Like, it's like a full fucking.
It's a full
number,
rate.
Actually.
It's a full number.
Yeah, it's a full rate, pretty much. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into this then. Final thoughts and ratings then here.
Yeah. No. This is lackluster, but man, that palate is really, really fucking nice. And I love how it kept getting better the more you kept sipping it and kept evolving and kept getting different notes. Never quite approached anything to like a mind-blowing level, but still really good flavors and complexity coming out of this pour. My biggest thing, my biggest crush against this, obviously we've been talking about it throughout the entirety of the show, the fucking price, man.
Yeah.
$130, you can fuck off with that. If this was in that $60-$70 range, like we were talking about, this would easily get a three for me. Easy three for me. Great stuff. No, but given having the price involved with that, I'm gonna give it a two. I was debating giving it a 1.5. That price is almost fucking egregious for me. I do think the juice inside is really fucking good. I am enjoying it quite a bit, so I'm gonna give it a two.
I just took another sip, man. I like how it coats the mouth too, dude. I do like that. I don't think it got better as far as like every time I sip, like, oh, I'm getting new notes or anything like that. I'm appreciating more every time I sip it of what it does, you know? So if that makes sense. So, caught me off guard. Cause like you said, that nose to me, that was bullshit. I was just like, it's just generic as hell. Not even really doing anything. I know some people probably say he was pretty lenient on the Yayo High Proof JB, and I was just like, well, yeah, that was $50. Like, yeah, $50. I can give that a two all day, every day, whatever. It's $50, whatever. Whereas this one is like, I ain't even scratching the surface with that $50 on this bottle. Mm-hmm. Like, I still owe them $80 more, Cody. So
crazy.
Damn, dude, I was kind of with you on that too, but when you said that 1.5, it kind of had me thinking now, whatever.
I was close. I was very close.
You kind of fucked my thoughts up right now, my rating. Yeah. You
I was damn close.
You quintessential Quinn, Cody, fucked my thoughts. Gotta tell you, it's very rare that most men do that to me.
That happens.
It does, yeah. Let me close them back up now. You can't get back inside there. So, make me the dinner first, at least, for a goddamn. Jesus, what kind of gentleman are you?
All right, Denny's on me.
All right, then, open back up. It's yours. man, so yeah, the nose is dog shit. I like the palate and finish. I like the lingering. I like the coating on there. I like the little chocolate taste on there, whatever, the orange peel, the citrus notes on there. It's a lot more complexity than I gave it credit for. $130, even though I got it for $90. Once again, that was a fucking sale, though. So, I mean, which, by the way, that's a crazy fucking sale, dropping $40. I mean.
Right?
Cody, you basically are telling me this shit ain't selling. So, let's just.
It's one thing, you know, like some like bottles priced like $500 and above, or like $450 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we took $40. That's one thing.
Yeah,
when you go from like $130 to like a night, that's saying something.
You basically telling us we need to get this shit off the shelves.
Yeah, get this shit off the shelves. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe you know what it is. It's kind of like with Buffalo Trace products. You can't get BTEC unless you sell 5,000 cases of Wheatley vodka. So they probably couldn't get the extra añejo unless they got rid of this shit. They were just like, oh.
Which, on a side note, how much fucking vodka is on this planet? Because god damn, man. They give that shit out like fucking M&M's or water, dude. That shit is, till this day, I still triple, but hey, you want Wheatley vodka? Here you go.
Hell no. I have yet to see anyone say, man, I got to get in there and get that Wheatley vodka. That Wheatley vodka is some dog shit, too.
Hey, man, wait. Hey, where that Wheatley vodka stash? I know y'all got it.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing.
What's so bad about Wheatley vodka? They don't even mix that shit in cocktails, dude. And when you go to bars, like, you don't even
don't.
See, they don't do that shit.
I don't see that shit nowhere. Yeah. I see that shit at bottle shops, bro. Yeah.
they only get, you know, when they give you that shit, is when you buy shit like this, whatever. Hey, be like, hey, man. You buy 12 bottles
exactly.
of Wheatley.
Yeah, vodka, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get $50 in. But it's like, hey, 12 bottles of Wheatley vodka to get this shit for $50. I might as well give you $300 in. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
I had a store do that to me, by the way. I think I talked about it on this show. Like, it tried to give me, like, I think I wanted, like, it was my birthday. It was wild, but it's probably
the shit.
Like, started or something. It was my birthday. I think I wanted to buy a BTEC or a Pappy bottle. And this store told me, hey, man, if you buy like 6 bottles of Buffalo Trace and 6 of Wheatley Vodkas, I'll give it to you for the retail price. I just said, wait, man, I did the math in my head. I was like, I might as well just give you the full fucking price for the fucking BTEC bottle.
I'll just buy 12 Buffalo Trace bottles at that point, bro. At least I'm buying something that's quality I'll actually drink. I'll pay the premium. Fuck it.
Why don't you give me a store pick then or something like that? Give me a Buffalo Trace.
Exactly.
Drink the fuck out of that. That is great shit right there. Yeah.
I remember 6 bottles of Wheatley Vodka. Get the fuck out of here.
Every time I go to this one store in Long Beach, because I love their Weller store picks, they always give you Wheatley Vodka and like Platinum Vodka.
Yes. Platinum.
And they don't just give you any
size. Damn, I forgot about Platinum.
They give you a 1.75 liter of that shit. And I go like, oh, hell no. So you know what I do, Cody? I stay there in the store, and I look at the customers. When the women come in, I say, you want a bottle of vodka for free or whatever and shit? I give it away to other people and shit. I don't even,
People love their vodka.
They love that shit.
I would give that shit away. People love that shit.
they don't go in there to buy that shit, but if you give it to them for free, no, they drink the fuck out of that shit. Yeah, vodka tastes shit. Like dog shit. Yeah, like it's horrible.
Yeah, vodka.
You ever tried Wheatley vodka, by the way?
I don't think I have, no.
I don't have any.
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
You know what's funny? I bet we've had more Wheatley vodka than anything, and yet we've never tried this vodka.
I'm pretty sure we do. I think I got like at least 3 or 4 bottles stashed somewhere. I don't fucking know where they're at right now, but yeah.
I know I've gotten rid of each one I've had by handing it off to people, whatever shit in the store. But I want to say I've probably had a total of 10 of them goddamn things, whatever.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And yet I've never tried this motherfucker.
Nah. What's the point? What, try one vodka, try them all. Yeah. Hey, I don't give a fuck vodka community. Come at me.
Have you ever seen anyone try Wheatley vodka?
No. I actually kind of want to see that now.
Yeah, let's make a show out of that. Yeah. Hold on. I had to look it up.
That's great.
Oh, look at this. That's a wrestler endorses it. It's a sponsor, dude. Oh,
okay. Shit. Okay.
Cody Rhodes. That's his
Cody
thing.
Rhodes. Okay. Cody Rhodes.
So he drinks that bullshit.
All right. More power to him. I wonder if he actually drinks that shit.
Yeah, he don't drink that shit.
He don't drink that shit.
Wait a minute. I know who his family is, whatever. Ain't they all country?
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't drinking no fucking
vodka. Yeah, he ain't drinking that. No,
he ain't drinking this shit.
Nah.
You probably saw them dollars that Buffalo Trace was giving his ass.
Oh, he goddamn right, yeah.
Like, I ain't drinking that shit, yeah. Because his dad is what's his name?
Yeah, Dustin Rose, right?
Dusty Rose.
Yeah, and brother Gold Dust.
Gold Dust,
Rose Boys,
so,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Those motherfuckers
are
from Texas, if I'm not mistaken, whatever shit. So
yes, yeah.
They ain't drinking no fucking vodka. I can tell you that right now.
Hell no.
I tell you what, I ain't drinking with no goddamn Wheatley vodka neither. But if they wanted to sponsor my ass and give me some money and put that shit, you.
Yeah, she goddamn right.
I'll hold that goddamn bottle up right now, Cody. You can get a 1.75 milliliter bottle of Wheatley vodka for $30 if you'd like.
That's okay.
And if you
that's fine.
If you're looking to save some money, you can get a regular size bottle for $20, dude.
That's also okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm just letting you know, dude. This is.
Thank you. That's okay.
They sell minis too, if you want.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm still okay though. Thank you.
Where that Godfather of vodka at? I want to meet that mofo. I need to meet that mofo. I want to talk.
He can have all the Wheatley.
The Wheatley he want. Look at this shit. El Cerrito, they ought to be out of their goddamn mind. We're selling this vodka for $200.
What the fuck is that? Harlan Davidson, Wheatley HDW Clicks. Hey, okay.
I can tell you this right now. The decanter's nice.
I'm about to say, nice decanter. Nice presentation overall. I do
ain't
like
no,
it.
Ain't no goddamn vodka worth no $200. I can tell you right now.
Nope.
Ain't no vodka worth more than $60, if you ask me.
I'm about to say, there ain't no vodka worth more than $2.19, probably.
Yeah, because you know why? They make minis of each one of these motherfuckers. So, therefore, why would I buy the bottle? Well, why would I do that? Vodka's so bad now, the stuff you used to make cocktails that with vodka in it, they switched it to tequila.
That or gin.
Yeah,
tequila or gin.
That's how bad vodka is now. They found supplementals now, whatever shit. there's substitutions now, whatever shit. You don't even need to use vodka no more. It tastes like shit. Mm-hmm.
You really don't. You really don't. Really don't.
More power to Cody Rhodes. Shit. He the only motherfucker I see that's with this shit right here. That's a damn shame. Damn,
making money.
He making money though. He getting paid. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They got that shit on his bus and everything. Damn. He really is the poster boy for Wheatley Vodka, huh?
Hey, getting paid.
Hey, man, shit, give me a bus. I'll put that fucking shit on there, too.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
I'll put that shit.
I'll wear Wheatley Vodka pajamas.
Is there a Cody Rhodes edition of Wheatley Vodka? What the?
Probably so, right? It's like a limited edition Wheatley Vodka signed by like Cody Rhodes or something like that. Like the Deadpool edition of Aviator Gym.
Oh my god,
Aviation Gym, whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, people. If you want to, no, I don't want to be nearby. Don't look this shit up.
Yeah. Should be near. Of course, you can find nearby. You find that shit everywhere.
Yeah. Look, they even got cups, Cody. If you want them cups, dude, they got them cups.
Nah, that's okay.
He said you could find that shit anywhere. Cody, they give that shit away. They give that shit away to you. That's how bad it is. So you get it for free. So why would you need to go buy it? oh shit, he got a show with this drink, Cody.
I got a show.
Yeah, he interviews other wrestlers and he gives them cocktails with Wheatley vodka in it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I'd be pissed if I was his coworker and he handed me that shit. I'd be like, dude, did you really invite me on this show to give me that? I bet every wrestler that goes on that show too, they probably say, oh yeah, this is good. Oh man, this is really good. Oh yeah. Like, yeah.
As soon as they say cut, motherfuckers just storm off. Go to the nearest bar.
They do this. They take they go.
Yeah.
Good lord. Hey, Cody. Oh, from one Cody to another Cody, then I guess. If you see that,
yeah,
man.
Right.
You got to get it, Cody. You got to get it, my friend. I mean, it's speaking to you, dude.
I got the big ass, yeah. Yeah, just yeah, it's like yes.
I buy this shit. Yeah.
Yes, acquire me. I'm like, no, that's man. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, look, they even put it right here. Undisputed WWE World Champion, Cody Rhodes, Wheatley Vodka. Oh, goddamn. Damn. We're oh, damn. You're doing a
all right. More power to you, brother.
Hey, man, you can go to Kroger Liquor in Kentucky if you want to meet and greet with Cody Rhodes and sign your Wheatley Vodka. I've never seen a meet and greet for vodka before.
You know, Kroger Liquor in Kentucky. Why is it like the perfect setting for that shit?
I don't know.
Kroger Liquor in Kentucky. Get your Wheatley Vodka sign.
Yeah, because you go to, you know, in Kentucky, man, they drinking vodka like crazy there, right? Like, hey, they really drinking vodka there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the vodka community where mint juleps and bourbon is the home of, whatever. Hell yeah. Vodka.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love it. Love that.
Oh. Well, we hope you enjoyed our Wheatley Vodka. Oh, wait. No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Costconi. That's right. One day we'll do a review of Wheatley Vodka without sipping it.
Yeah, yes, I like that. I like that.
We'll give you our thoughts.
The best vodka review is one where you don't actually sip the vodka.
I might even buy a mini, and we might do our first ever edition of Sniff That Shit. And I ain't going to taste that shit.
That'll be perfect.
The last sniff, you know? Just come here, you just... Oh, good Lord.
Do that shit once a year. Or I might just be a one-off. Who knows? One-off. I have to sip of some bullshit. It'd probably be just so fucking egregious. But nah, I ain't doing shit no more. Oh, fuck that.
All that goddamn flavoring, and you still can't get that ethanol smell out there, motherfucker.
Oof.
Oh, man. Yeah, back to the Costconis, though, man. So, yeah, I was stalling time to just come up with a rating of the 1.5 or a 2. I was in a rock and a hard place. I think I'll just stick with the 2. I'm with Cody. I'll stick with the 2. I was close to that 1.5. But I did like the taste. I like the finish. The palate is cool. The one thing that annoyed me is the nose was just lackluster. But also, too, that price point is just, like Cody said, it's so egregious. It's just like, I really want to ask them next time I see them at a booth, why is your goddamn bottle so high? Just, I don't even mean it to be offensive, neither. I just need to know, why are your bottles so goddamn high? Because your process of what you're doing.
Yeah, don't tell me about the well water and, you know, getting from deep caves and all, because plenty of fucking tequila distillers do that shit.
Thank you.
And they're not selling it for that these prices. I don't want to hear all that.
And the one bottle you did that with, whatever, it was your cheapest bottle. So.
Uh huh.
So if that's the case, then you know what? Get all your water from that motherfucker in, because clearly that's the only way it's going to be cheap at 109 or whatever. So, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? Like, 130, I think that's just fucking crazy. I didn't even think I could recommend this to anybody.
That's crazy. That's insane. That
much, so, yeah.
That's actually insane.
Because it's solid, but I equate this as, like, a good everyday pour for tequila drinkers, too. I don't...
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't get too many non-tequila drinkers to drink this and think that it's going to be cool or whatever. But it really does come off as like an everyday sipper. But I don't spend $100 for everyday sipper. So, hell no. Like, look, I can get Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, and that's an everyday sipper, and then some, whatever, for $60. So why the fuck would I do that? I can get
exactly.
I can get some fucking Cabal. I'm trying to think of any other everyday sipper and shit. I can get it for cheaper. So I'm not doing that. So. And there's a reposado at that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
If that's a fucking case, then I might as well get some Yayo rum barrel then. I can get that for $60. Shit. So what am I doing here?
And you're actually tasting the barrel influence on that pour, too, mind you.
I keep forgetting this is that. Barrel influence, so you keep reminding me.
Yeah, right?
Like,
exactly.
This is not barrel. Like, I'll say this. I kind of want to just give it the 2 now, just based on the fact that you did some magical shit here hiding that barrel. Okay. Like that's some, you did some Dr. Strange shit right here, dude. Ah, damn. I don't even get that shit on the nose no more, Cody. That shit is madness, dude. Like, it ain't existing.
Cascada is Sorcerer Supreme over here. Shit.
Sorcerer Supreme. Shit, it made Spider-Man forget that motherfucker's identity or whatever shit. Well, he must have put that same spell on me because I forgot this motherfucker was barrel.
We will not make this barrel disappear.
Yeah, oh, it vanished, all right. I don't taste that shit. What's a barrel? It's non-existent here.
Oh, shit.
Coscon is Sorcerer Supreme now. Damn. You know what? Let's just say I gave it a 1.5. I'm going to give it a 2 now, just based on that now, okay? Based on that. Created some real magic here. I think that might be the title. Oh, so Kaz Khan is Sorcerer Supreme. Sure.
Sorcerer Supreme. Sling that ring.
Yeah, sling that ring, baby. Sling that ring. Come on, dad. Just sling it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets a you know what happened, Cody? When Doctor Strange was performing the spell, we must have been talking during it. We must have fucked up the spell. That's what
there
it
is. Yep.
We fucked makes up sense. The spell or whatever. We was talking. He just fucked up his whole spell, or whatever and shit. Yeah, okay. Doctor Strange couldn't fix it, I guess. All right. Yeah, you know what? You don't need to go back in the cabinet. You can just stay right up here, buddy. Because I don't think you're all that special to be put away like that. I think you could stay.
I agree with you in saying it's a really good everyday sipper. I think it kind of falls in line with that.
Yeah, and even that is like, you know, like, oh, okay, because like I can get Puro Porto, which by the way is better than this. And that's $27.
Yeah, actually, yeah, overall, yeah.
You know what he told me? That they just came out with a third batch of that purple. And I said, well, what fucking batch do I have then? I didn't know that. Dude, you got three batches of this goddamn thing?
Yeah, a third batch? What the
fuck?
Okay.
So they were slinging the new batch yesterday. Or whatever. I said, I looked at the bottle too. You should have seen my ass. I said, what's the fucking difference? He said, I added a little bit more fruity flavors to it and stuff like that. And he just said, I said, is it more, because when I sipped it, I said, I haven't had it in a minute. So I was like, is it more stronger on the finish? He said, no, it's about the same, but it's a little bit more notes on the zestiness on the tongue. He was like, I just wanted to refine it up more. And I was just like,
all right, well.
I told him, I said, well, motherfucker, put batch numbers on these goddamn bottles, shit, because they look like the same seriously. Shit to me.
Yeah, because I'm about to get another bottle then. Fuck it.
Oh, man. He made this cocktail. I got to get the name of that goddamn mix that he made. Basically made a margarita lemonade with it or whatever. Oh, my God. You get two bottles of that mix match, whatever. Pour the Puro Porto in there. Shake it up, whatever. And it's a whole jug of it and shit. It was delicious. I was when he was talking to the owner of Louis Zoo, I was working the booth. I was selling that shit based off that lemonade. People was buying the Puro Porto like crazy. And the lemon and the mix or whatever and shit. They was buying it. I was just like, that's a good mix. It was refreshing.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you put that in like a decanter or something where you could just like walk up to it and just pour out easily or whatever. Oh man. I had like four of those.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was especially because yesterday was hot as fuck. Perfect. Dude. Delicious as hell. I gave that drink a last drop. That was a great a little easy cocktail to make or whatever shit. I got to get the name of that mix and match or whatever. That was delicious as hell. So yeah, this gets twos from us, man. So this was the one that fucked up our last drop streak. It fucked it up royally, actually.
Yeah, fortunately.
Could have been unfortunately. Higher, that goddamn price, man. That goddamn price point, dude.
Yeah. Fucked it all up.
Yeah. I know High Proof has a Blanco for $80, which is a sale too, because I think even that one's like 110 or something like that or whatever.
It's 100 and up.
Of course, yeah. Like, and the only reason why I'm assuming High Proof dropped that price, these bottles ain't selling. They're not selling. I think the tequila game is too deep to jack your prices up that high, so they Cas Canes need to do something going into the next year. They gotta change these prices. Because I like their stuff. I'd like to try all their stuff. I'd like to have all their bottles. Because you know why? They're easily findable. But guess what? I stare at them and go like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to pay that. So we're going to get out of here, folks. We're done. Well, let's just get out of here then, people. So, yeah, thank you for tuning in this week. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but all right. Gonna go ahead and edit the shit out of that now. Get that the hell up out of here. You didn't hear me say this, but when it ended, I said, what the hell? Don't worry, Cody. By next week, I'll forget
safe. Last week.
I'll forget it. Don't worry. I'll forget it. I swear.
God damn it.
I won't remember this. I will forget this. Don't worry. So. So anyway, with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.